Join me for a hymn sing at the 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 24th and Saturday, June 25th at Concordia University, Chicago. This year's theme, Hymns of Comfort. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
Stop and think about what Paul's poor body must have looked like with all these scars. You see, they were boasting in their circumcision, and Paul was glorying in the marks of Jesus that were imprinted on his flesh.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the book of 2 Corinthians.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. Do you remember that last time we heard Paul asking a really odd question? Whether he was committing a sin by humbling himself by preaching the gospel to the Corinthians free of charge. The super apostles who had infiltrated the church there had seemed to be suggesting, well, folks, you get what you pay for after all. And so they looked down on Paul's ministry as inferior. Paul makes it clear that's not the truth at all. The Macedonians had supported him so that he could offer the Corinthians his ministry at no cost to them. And about this, Paul will boast. It's not because he doesn't love this wayward church. He loves them very much indeed. And he calls on God as his witness to the fact. But he's trying to undermine the claims of those who came in afterwards and took credit for his work. He calls these men false apostles and deceitful workmen and, in fact, servants of Satan rather than servants of righteousness, which they pretend to be. They evidently did profit from the Corinthians financially, and worst of all, they implied that Paul had not given the full scoop, which they would be happy to do. Or little financial remuneration. Ugh. A reading from 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. I repeat, let no one think me foolish, but even if you do, accept me as a fool, so that I too may boast a little. What I am saying with this boastful confidence, I say not as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many boast according to the flesh, I too will boast. For you gladly bear with fools, being wise yourselves. For you bear it if someone makes slaves of you, or devours you, or takes advantage of you, or puts on airs, or strikes you in the face. To my shame, I must say, we were too weak for that. But whatever else anyone dares to boast of, I'm speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they offspring of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I'm a better one. I'm talking like a madman. With far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings and often near death. 5 times I received at the hand of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 16 through 25a. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort from your Holy Word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Well, are you ready to dig into the Word of God for today? Let's ponder this passage. Verse 16, I repeat, let no one think me foolish, but even if you do, accept me as a fool, so that I too may boast a little. I repeat, because he had just reminded them that if he was not a smooth and eloquent preacher, he was still a possessor of knowledge. He knew the sacred scriptures, and above all, he knew how to show that they'd all been fulfilled through the suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus, which opened the door of faith to both Jew and Gentile as one body. So even though he is no fool at all, St. Paul stoops to the level of these false apostles with their boasting. He knows that only a fool would boast about the things they boast about, but he wants to point out that even on that playing field, he outplays them. Verse 17. What I am saying with this boastful confidence, I say not as the Lord would, but as a fool. You can almost hear that, I think, as I'm about to be the Lord's court jester so that I can speak some difficult truths to you under the guise of folly. That is the great job of the jester. He can speak truths that others get their heads chopped off for. Verse 18. Since many boast according to the flesh, I too will boast. To boast according to the flesh means to boast in a fleshly way, to take pride in the sorts of things that sinful men take pride in when they compare themselves to others. He will get to them in a minute. He's not talking here about riches or social status, but about pedigree in the Jewish community, as we'll see shortly. Verse 19. For you gladly bear with fools, being wise yourselves. Yes, dripping with sarcasm. His meaning is the same as that, open your eyes, we heard earlier. The Corinthians did pride themselves on their gifts of wisdom and knowledge, remember. But by putting up with the false apostles and giving them a listen at all, Paul implies they're being foolish and they're betraying the path of wisdom. Verse 20. For you bear it if someone makes slaves of you or devours you or takes advantage of you or puts on airs or strikes you in the face. In all of this, I think you need to hear him speaking metaphorically. I don't think these false apostles sold any Corinthians into slavery or slapped them around physically. St. Paul means that they made slaves of them by leading them back to the yoke of the Jewish ceremonial law, probably insisting upon the necessity of circumcision and Sabbath keeping and so on for Christian, Jew, or Gentile. This is the sort of slavery that St. Paul has in mind. Ambrosiaster commented on this in the 4th century. Paul is referring to certain Jews who were maltreating them because they were uncircumcised. They were claiming high rank for themselves and humiliating everyone else. Verse 21. To my shame, I must say, we were too weak for that. But whatever anyone else dares to boast of, I am speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast of that. We were too weak for that is sarcasm again. St. Paul and St. Timothy never had any interest in bringing these folks into slavery again to the ceremonial law. So they appeared weak to the Corinthians because the gospel they preached didn't require any of those legal observances. But if it came to legal observances, Paul can give these false apostles a run for their money, and he proceeds to do just that, boasting like a fool in the things that he knows do not matter in Christ at all. So he starts off verse 22. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they offspring of Abraham? So am I. So first, pedigree. These folks obviously gave themselves airs because of their Jewish descent, and they looked down on anyone who did not share their blood relationship to the patriarchs. By the time of Paul's writing, I think these terms are all equivalent in the minds of most of these hearers. Being Hebrew, being Israelite, being the offspring of Abraham, that's all synonymous. So why does Paul repeat them? I think he's hammering home, I am as pure a Jew as any of these imposter apostles. But then he moves from pedigree to fulfillment, their relationship to Messiah, to the Christ. Verse 23. Are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I'm talking like a madman, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. Here, he takes an interesting turn, doesn't he? They claim to be servants of Christ, and I suspect they showed that by first stressing that the Messiah had come from the same race that they descended from, and then by pointing to the great things they thought they had done for him. But Paul claims to be a better servant of Jesus in a different way, by the fellowship of his sufferings. He admits again, I'm talking like a man out of his mind. He wants them to know he would not ordinarily be boasting about any of this, but apparently he needs to do this to separate the Corinthians from these false apostles. And so he starts listing out the sufferings he had undergone. He gives you a hint of how he understands these in Colossians 1. Remember these words? Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church. Colossians 1:24. Now, he doesn't mean that Christ's afflictions for the salvation of the church are in any way incomplete. He does mean that the sufferings of the body of Christ are not over as long as we sojourn in this world. And he is happily a partner in the sufferings that come to any who belong to Jesus as they preach this saving gospel. He starts out by insisting he has had far greater labors. He means he's worked harder than these false apostles have. He's about to show how hard his labors have been. He's been tossed into jail any number of times for preaching Christ. Have they? He's been beaten more times than he can even remember for preaching the forgiveness of sins in Christ. Have they? He's often been near to death. Have they? Verse 24. 5 times I received at the hand of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. This refers to the Jewish custom of not going beyond 39 in lashing a person, lest you fall afoul of the injunction in Deuteronomy 25, verse 3. 40 stripes may be given to him, but not more, lest if one should go on to beat him with more stripes than these, your brother be degraded in your sight. So, to play it safe, they always stopped one short. But Paul has received this beating from his own people 5 times. Have the super apostles? Verse 25. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. So in addition to the lashes, he also had 3 experiences where he was beaten with rods. Certainly one of those instances with rods was in Philippi. The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods, Acts 16, verse 22. The reference to the stoning was the instance Luke recalls at Lystra, Acts 14, 19. Stop and think about what Paul's poor body must have looked like with all these scars. You see, they were boasting in their circumcision. And Paul was glorying in the marks of Jesus that were imprinted on his flesh. This is what he told the Galatians. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks, literally the stigmata, of Jesus. Galatians 6, verse 17. And right there in the middle of the verse is where we're going to stop for today, people loved by God. He'll have a lot more trials and hardships to relate about what his experience as a genuine apostle of Christ has been like. Through everything he mentions, you can almost hear the echo of the words that Jesus spoke to Ananias when he sent him to baptize Paul. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. Acts 9:16. Till next time, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.